just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Thanks for joining us. On this episode, I speak to the voice of netball. She is the New Zealand commentator, Jenny Woods. And she tells us what the reception is to the news that England international George Fisher is moving across to play in the ANZ Premiership. Plus, we hear some extremely interesting gossip, which may or may not be true. We'll find out later in the week. But believe me, it's massive news and you do not want to miss it. So enjoy the episode. So, we have heard the news that England international George Fisher has signed to play for Steele next year. How do you think she'll be welcomed to the team?
I think she'll be welcomed with open arms, actually. It was an interesting announcement the other day from the Steele. She, you know, George Fisher's that sort of player who you don't straight away think of, but then when she was announced, you think, of course. You know, I think she'll be a very good fit for the Steele, who, you know, had that really tough season this season when they lost, you know, two shooters, Jen O'Connell and Georgia Heffernan. And so they're, you know, they're rebuilding that shooting circle. And I think the other thing that's going to work really well for them, and hopefully well for George Fisher herself, is that they have also recruited Tiana Maturo, who is this young goal attack slash wing attack from the Central Pulse, who sort of burst on the scene when she was about 16 a few years ago, and has since then been quieter because she's had to battle for court time alongside Amelia Ann Ekenasio. So I think many of us were saying, you know, gosh, move to somewhere else. And I think this is a great move because she will team up with somebody like Fisher, and I think together they could be a really exciting prospect.
That's really interesting. And speaking of battling for, you know, that starting seven position, do you think that George will have the potential to be a starting seven addition to that squad?
Oh, well, without question, I'd say that's why she's there. And the Steele has a little bit of a history of having, you know, the tall standing shooter. If you go back to, you know, Janelle Fowler, Jen O'Connell herself has followed in those footsteps, and now Fisher. So I think without question, I would expect her to be starting. And I was, you know, just reading some comments from Ranga Bloxham, the coach of the Steele, and she was saying, you know, this has been the recruitment drive of the century just about, because they have really made a lot of changes. And, you know, they would have been very disappointed with their season this year, but, you know, injury struck them down and dealt a, you know, pretty tough blow. But I think Fisher will be, and, you know, I haven't seen a lot of her play, but I have, you know, when she was playing in the Nations Cup, and I think when she went out to South Africa with the Roses, and she impressed me. She impressed me as a player who was, is sort of quite exciting, a little bit raw, and could do with some competition in another step up, if you like, from the perhaps the Super League, so now into the ANZ Premiership. And I think it'll be good for her game, and I think she will be good for them.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's win-win. And I think, you know, she put she does this column for Sky Sports, which is really great. And I remember when I first met George Fisher, actually, I was working for the England Netball magazine at that point, and this was probably maybe 6-7 years ago. And she was so young, and, you know, just she's such a great personality to speak to. She really could be someone in the future who you could see being a netball personality. She's so bubbly and just great to chat to. You know, she'll say something that you just would never expect anyone to say. But she mentioned in this column that she's been with the England setup, with the England Roses programme now for 5 years. And I actually didn't realise it had been that long, because, you know, she hasn't really been given too many opportunities other than that South Africa international test series. And I think that you're totally right. I think that this opportunity will be so good for her, and I think she'll just take so much from it. And I think it's definitely something that she's needed.
Well, she's been caught behind, hasn't she? She's been caught behind one Jo Hartam. And, you know, and my mind went back, actually, to when Hartam was recruited by the Magic and came out here. And, you know, she was, I mean, again, I think that was a win-win. You know, she's now gone on, of course, to, you know, cost of a Super Netball and I think having a pretty good season. But I can see why Fisher wants to get up and get out sort of thing, just to get a break. And I agree with you about the personality. I saw flashes of it, I think. But she came to the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. 2018.
I don't think she did, you know. I don't think she was part of that squad. I could be wrong, but I don't remember her being there, actually.
No, I've seen I've seen sort of her in action, and I just thought, I agree with you about the personality. There is somebody, and she's going to the right franchise for that, because they are netball mad in the deep south of New Zealand, and the Steel probably get more media coverage than any other team. In fact, you know, I would argue they get what everyone else should get. So she will have plenty of opportunity, I'm sure, to show her personality.
Fantastic. It's such good news for her. I'm really excited to see her play, actually. And I think, you know, obviously with the netball season, the Super League season being completely cancelled in the UK, I think a lot of British fans turned to watch the ANZ Premiership in New Zealand because of that Sky Sports connection, the fact that it was fairly simple to watch in the UK. And I think George will certainly bring a lot of fans with her who'll be looking to see what she does in New Zealand. And I think it'll be so good for the game across the globe.
Yeah, no, it's good to see. And look, she's done well because, you know, unlike Australia, New Zealand netball has this rule of only one import per franchise. And in a way, you could argue that Khalifa McCollum, who I'm sure, you know, English fans will be familiar with from her time in the Super League, she has almost been a victim of that because she was there, the Steel's import this year, she was holding them together by the end of that season. But because of the injuries, they've had to rebuild that shooting circle, and in a way, Khalifa McCollum has been almost sort of a casualty, if you like, of that policy. And as an aside, I don't know how much you've been following McCollum, you know, getting back to Trinidad and Tobago, they're still not home. She is left New Zealand after the ANZ Premiership. She and Daystar Swift, they last heard of, they're in Barbados. And they can't get into Trinidad and Tobago because the borders are still closed. And so, you know, we might all think we're having a pretty tough time of this COVID, but they've been now away for nigh on a year. And my heart goes out to them.
Absolutely. Do you know, I actually wasn't aware of that. And it's just crazy the world we're living in. I know everyone throws that word around, but, you know, if we'd have thought of this happening a year ago, you know, if someone had have said this, everyone would think they were crazy. It's just absolutely insane. I'm really shocked to hear that. But talking about imports, is there any other interesting news out and about there that you can share with us?
Well, just about all the teams have been named. In fact, the only bit of a team not named now for next year is the Magic Shooting Circle, and there's a lot of rumour mongering going around that may well be filled by one Caitlin Bassett. Now, how much of this is based on fact, how much of it is just adding a whole lot of things together? But you have to wonder, you know, you look across at that Super League and you just, time after time, you see poor Caitlin Bassett sitting on that bike and never getting on court. I think she's had a little bit of court time. But you have to think, I understand that the two-point shot is there for next season as well in Australia. So, you know, perhaps it might make a little bit of sense for Bassett to look sideways and perhaps come and play on this side of the Tasman. We will have to wait and see. I think next Friday is when the Magic announce their shooting end.
Wow, that's such massive news, isn't it? And I think everyone's been quite surprised to see Caitlin not on the court and on a bike. It's so peculiar, honestly. And I mentioned before, and I don't know whether you saw my tweet, but I literally typed into Google earlier today, why is Caitlin Bassett? And then Google finished off my sentence on the bench. Like, there must be a number of people googling it for that to even come up, and I think people are wondering. So it doesn't really surprise me that she's moving. She obviously wants to finish out her playing career, you know, on a high, and I think that the ANZ Premiership will certainly give her the opportunity to do that.
Well, if that is what happens, I mean, it's conjecture thrown in with a little bit of, you know, how these things get around. So certainly nothing known for sure yet, but, you know, it might add up. But, you know, sometimes, you add two and two together and you get seven. So we'll just have to wait and see. But she would be such an injection of that magic side, because they had a tough season this year, and I mean, I remember doing post-match interviews with Amy Jean Metcalf, the coach, and just how many times did we say, you know, how can you make your, how do you get your shooters to shoot? And she never found the answer for that one.
Well, hopefully Caitlin Bassett is the answer, and we'll find out that news next week. It's very exciting, but thank you for bringing that info there, because that's an insight that I didn't have before this. And talking about an Aussie international, let's go to Silver Ferns. So apparently England are expected to be arriving in New Zealand as early as next month. They'll be quarantining and possibly playing international games. And how good will it be, first of all, just to see international netball again?
Yeah, look, absolutely fantastic. And this sort of was only announced last week, I think. And I don't actually know that it was even announced. It sort of came out in a, so-and-so understands. But I think, like everything, though, Sasha, it's planned. I mean, everything can just turn on a dime at the moment, because the way, I mean, they've got to get exemptions for a start to get into New Zealand. They have to rely on the fact that our alert levels don't change. We are so reliant on the, the government for a start, and also just the fact that the virus, behaves itself, for want of a better term. I mean, I think in Europe that they're having a little bit of a resurgence. We've had a little bit of a one, but we think we've, stamping that down again now. But, you get to the point where you're reluctant to say that anything's locked in, but certainly the plans are here, and, that will be just wonderful. The thing for me is, I wonder how many of the top-level roses will come, given that so many of them are still playing in Australia.
Yeah, I was wondering that as well. And, thinking about the kind of players that we are going to see on the court if this does happen, do you think that Nolene Torreira will be able to take this opportunity to play young players, or what do you think that she'll do tactically?
Oh, I don't think she'd ever... she'll be putting out her best team, I would think. I don't think... I don't think there's anything gained not putting your top Silver Fern lineup out there. I think the timing of this is correct. So before that England series, the planned is the Cadbury series, which is when the Silver Ferns play the New Zealand men, the New Zealand A, or All Stars, whatever they want to call them, which is essentially our B team. And they've just announced the under 21 side, which will be playing in the World Cup in December next year. So, they're going to have lots of opportunity to play lineups. So I think what Torreira wants more than anything is to play. And I think that Cadbury series will be fantastic. And I think the plan is then that England will come and there'll be more play. And then possibly, once the Super Netball is finished, Australia will come and we'll get that Constellation Cup series done. And that, it may well be then perhaps be December. But if that was all to come to pass, that would be a pretty jolly good international season, particularly given what's happening.
Oh, totally. We definitely were at a point, and hopefully we don't get back to that point where we were wondering when we'd next see international netball. So I totally agree with you on that. And I hate to be a Debbie Downer on the England squad, because I love supporting the girls, but do you think that the Ferns will be at an advantage having played a domestic season while the majority of the English players, especially the ones that are probably likely to play, haven't really had that opportunity because of the Super League being cancelled?
Oh, without question. I mean, it will be very tough for England. But, I mean, I think you're going to grab any opportunity you can, aren't you? And, I mean, I've heard suggestions that perhaps a couple of the top players from who are playing in Australia, won't come, because, I mean, they've had are having a pretty intense time of it. It may depend whether or not their teams get through the finals. And I think from my watch, and I haven't watched all of it, but certainly well, you would be, you know, how's B. Pittman? They've had a few injuries. I understand Hathorn played, you know. So it'll be a very interesting squad that comes in. The other player I was thinking about today, of course, was Serena Guthrie. And if she's available to break from the ball just a year off, the questions that I'm sure Jess Thirlby will be thinking about all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I before I moved to Australia, I was working on the little tiny island called Jersey, which is very close to France. And Serena Guthrie is from Jersey. So I had the opportunity to interview her quite a few times. And I really had the impression in the year that she was off, which is when I was interviewing her, that she had totally fallen out of love with netball, to be honest with you. I felt like she was exhausted and just had just completely a lot of love lost there with that. With her in the game. And you know, she announced then that she was coming back into playing, so I think she's been in the England camp and I'm pretty sure she will be available. And I don't know whether she now has renewed interest in the game, you know, especially considering that she captained the team in the Netball World Cup. So it was definitely so interesting to see that unfold, to be honest with you. And I don't think she spoke really particularly openly about it. That was just the sense that I got, and especially with her taking time off. But I'd say she will be available, and I'll be really interested to see her play. And I think that her moving to Bath after playing for Giants and playing in Australia has definitely changed things for her, so it'll be really interesting to see her back on the court actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's such an influential player, and I think, you know, without question, it she wasn't the Serena Guthrie so many of us were expecting in that World Cup. I mean, for whatever reason, I mean, you go in and out of form, don't you? But my word, it'd be fabulous to see her, because over the years, she to me is one of the real characters of the game. And you know, I think England has have produced a few, but the current ones to me are Hart and Guthrie. You know, to me, that they're leaders, they're inspirational. You can see players rise to them. And, I mean, I'll never forget Guthrie in that 2015 World Cup where, you know, I thought she turned that bronze medal match around for England, because they were so downhearted and it looked as though Jamaica were getting ahead, and she sort of rallied the troops and they got home. So, you know, wonderful player. It'd be wonderful to see her.
Oh, totally agree. And also always a good one to give a good speech as well, which is part of that inspirational element. And, you know, we are probably thinking that the next very big netball event, if it goes ahead, all being well, is the Commonwealth Games in 2022 in Birmingham. So it's not actually that far away now when you think about it. It's, you know, steadily approaching. So do you think that coaches heading into this international or these international games will be looking at that?
Oh, very definitely. I certainly know the Silver Ferns are. I think, you know, they look at things in four-year cycles, or, you know, far further ahead than we do. And I know certainly in the Silver Fern squad that Nolene Tauru has named, and quite a number of exciting young players. And I have to say, actually, that's one thing I've noticed in watching netball across the Tasman. Gee whiz, there's a lot of new names. And I think for Australian netball, well, including the name of the Diamonds coach, that was a surprise. But I think, too, you know, the Tippett one, I can't think of them all now, but that's
Kira Austin.
Because it's such a cool name. Kira Austin we already knew about, but Georgie Horgis, you know, these sort of young players, who I'm not suggesting for a minute are just going to walk into the Diamonds, but for so long there didn't seem to be any new talent. And, well, I shouldn't say that actually, because there's always talent in Australia, but you know, young players who catch your eye. And I think, you know, it's an exciting time. And I was talking to a colleague about why this was, and she wondered if it was because for a while there were a number of players like Susan Tantley, Kim Green, Beck Bully, who had stood down from the Diamonds but were still playing Super Netball. And now they've gone, or you know, moved on, I should say. And the one player, though, I would wonder if Stacey Marinkovic will be having a chat to about her retirement is Caitlin Thwaites, who, you know, playing out at goal attack for the Vixens is just a revelation. And, you know, I think I'd be I'd be talking to her.
Oh, definitely. I totally agree with everything you said there. I think Caitlin Thwaites is a talent too big to lose, and she's still on, if not the best form of her life, excellent form. And I totally agree with you. Goal attack is, you know, where she's almost found herself. And I think it would be a loss not to have her in the Diamonds in the way that she's currently playing. But you're right about all of the new players coming through. And I think whether you like or dislike the new rule changes, the fact that players can come on and off has allowed a lot of those new or younger players to emerge into the limelight, which is so good. I think it's given a lot of fans food for thought as well, because there's someone new to watch, a new name, you know?
I forgot about the subbing thing. Yes, that's absolutely right. So, you know, I think that there's lots of good things, and what we need now is to get, you know, England Super League, get it back on its feet, get, you know, the English have had such a hard time of it and through this period, and, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, do we? But we just, I just so hope that it gets up, it gets going, and, you know, we can get the show on the road for 2021.
Oh, me too. That would be wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jenny. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this very special episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno, and thanks as always to Jenny for joining us. Such great insight there. If you enjoyed this episode, please do share it with a friend, and you can always contact us online. We are at The Netball Show. Thanks for listening to this very special episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno, and thanks as always to Jenny for joining us. Such great insight there. If you enjoyed this episode, please do share it with a friend, and you can always contact us online. We are at The Netball Show.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland, and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.